Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, shalom again, and welcome to another Hebraic Journey Through the Bible broadcast. And of course, my name is John Wesley, and for the next 30 minutes, I will be your co-host. And I am a Messianic pastor, and for some, a rabbi. And our quest is to unravel the Hebraic truths hidden deep within the New Testament scriptures of our faith. Now, these Hebraic truths are designed to answer perplexing questions that tend to hinder our spiritual relationship with our Heavenly Father, as well as with Yeshua, our Savior. So at this time, I have the distinct honor, again, to welcome and introduce the other half of the co-host team that we have here, and that is Evangelist Tanita Jones.
Hello, and I'm glad to be a co-host on the show with you, Rabbi John. Of course, it is a blessing to share the truth of the Word of God, and as we also call him, Yah. This is our 20th show, and we will continue to discuss the questions about the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Rabbi John, for the introduction.
Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and begin this with prayer, as we always do. So, Father, right now, once again, we come to you, not any less sincere than we always do, and we ask forgiveness for sin, iniquity, and transgression, and we choose. We make a quality decision. It's our decision to make, and we make that quality decision right now, and that is to forgive those who have sinned, caused iniquity and transgression against us and our families.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for not only the topic, but we thank you for the utilizing and understanding the functionality of the Holy Spirit, because we use the Holy Spirit even now today by the blood of Yahushua, the blood of Jesus, to begin to manifest his understanding of what we need to know and what we need to take forward in our relationship, forward in our act of stepping into the future of our present now. Father, help us by way of your Spirit that as the future unfolds itself, that it becomes a present now that we're able to overcome because we are following your spiritual footsteps. So we give you the praise and the honor. We give you the leading by way of your Spirit to lead us in this conversation, to lead us in this teaching, to lead us into breaking bread together and causing that intimacy, that relationship to be even more everything that you've desired and designed it to be. In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so to go back into the beginning of the show, the question that we are addressing is, what is the role of the Holy Spirit, and we also hear you refer to him as Ruach, in our lives, and are we doing things correctly regarding the Godhead? And that was since finding out that we are to pray to the Father in Yeshua's name, Jesus' name, and not praying to Jesus. One of the things that there were several scriptures that you used to speak about the Ruach Elohim, and you stated that Elohim is not a singular word, but it's a singular plural word. You used Genesis 1, verses 1 through 2, and we went to Genesis 1, 26 through 27. In conclusion, we went to Acts 8, 26 through 30, and this was the aspect and a component of the Holy Spirit, which means that the Holy Spirit does and speaks to you. In verse 26, it talked about the angel of the Lord, which we know that refers to Jesus, Yeshua. And then verse 29, when the Spirit spoke, it was the Holy Spirit that was speaking. And so I'll hand it back over to you, Rabbi John.
Excellently done, and thank you again, Evangelist Anita. Now, we're going to pick up where she left off in what she was sharing pertaining to that particular passage. We had said in last broadcast that the two of the pluralities were being utilized here, one being the angel of the Lord, which we know to be Yeshua, as well as the Spirit, which it actually identifies the Holy Spirit as the Spirit that gave further instructions. And we had said in earlier broadcasts that this is the way the Father begins to implement the plurality, that the plurality has order. It has a manner or way of conducting itself, if you'll allow me to say it that way. And even though we're talking about, and even though we're discussing and breaking down more subtleties of the details pertaining to the Holy Spirit, which are important, let us never forget that just in focusing on the Holy Spirit and his function, okay, in and of itself and by itself, you lose so much of the fullness of what the Holy Spirit does, the synergy of what the Holy Spirit does. Because we already said, and we'll go back to that just in the beginning of this again, we've already said in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, and verse 13 is what we're going to focus on this time. Last time we went from verse 7, and we scaled our way all the way up to verse 13. But now we're just going to just kind of take verse 13 and then begin to move forward in this particular broadcast. And the reason why I want to start off there is because I want to make sure that we all understand that the Holy Spirit is there as an advocate, yes, and we'll go to other scriptures that prove that very point. But we want to make sure that we understand that the Holy Spirit's main function is to fulfill that which is already heard from us by way of the Father through the Son. In other words, the Holy Spirit doesn't speak in of himself. So with that being understood, that should help us to understand that until we begin to act on, until we begin to ask the question, the answer stays somewhat veiled. Once we begin to ask, then the Holy Spirit has the ability at that particular time, by permission of the Father, to begin to magnify those things that Yeshua has said and done for us on our behalf. So if you're ever wondering, well, why, if the Holy Spirit is all of that, and if the plurality of Yah is so, you know, awestruck and all-powerful and all of this stuff, why is all of these other things happening on the earth? Well, first and foremost, you have to understand, in chapter 16, verse 13 in this particular case, will help you to understand that he gives you the ability to walk in a mature relationship. When I choose, not to walk in a mature understanding of what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it, then we have the catastrophic situations that are happening to us today. The Holy Spirit is no less more powerful than he always has been and is and will always be. But the maturity of us acting upon the instructions that were already given are what allows him to move more accurately in your life, or to actually stay on the sidelines waiting for you to call him in to be a part of the play. If you could go ahead and read that for us.
Okay. All right.
Evangelist Tanita.
Okay. So John chapter 16, starting at verse 13, and this is the New King James Version. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me.
Mm-hmm.
And the me is the Father, right, Rabbi? He will glorify me.
When he says he will glorify me, and that's a good question. All right, as soon as you hear the word me, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, who is the individual that's actually speaking in the first place?
Oh, yes, Yeshua.
Okay.
Yeshua.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we know that that is Yeshua. But then we have to ask another question, which is the question behind that obvious question.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Yeshua allowing to speak through him?
The Father.
Through himself.
Mm-hmm.
The Father,
yes.
Because he said,
yes.
and we know this, but it's always good to reiterate it within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can walk with an understanding, a conscious understanding. And that is that he said that he only does what he sees his Father do. He only says what he hears his Father say. Okay?
Amen.
So he's literally taken his will out of the equation. And because
mm-hmm.
of that, because of that very thing, the Holy Spirit can come and did come to Yeshua's rescue every single time he stepped into a situation. That's why the scriptures also say that Yeshua had the Holy Spirit without measure. Now, that's a good point. Even though we weren't actually going to talk about that right now, it's apparent that the Holy Spirit wants us to talk about that. And that is, if you've ever wanted to have the Holy Spirit without measure, now some would say, well, you know, that's Jesus and there's no way we can have it without measure. Well, we also know that Yeshua doesn't lie. And
that's
Yeshua
right.
said that greater works will we do than he did. The primary reason, he said, was because he goes to the Father. Why? Because he's going to the Father to intercede for us. But also because he's also giving of us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And I want to go to another scripture so that we can begin to see, and we'll still finish that thought, but so that we can begin to see that the Holy Spirit is not only the Comforter, but he is the Advocate. Because when you think of the Advocate, the first thing that most believers would say is, well, Yeshua or Jesus is the Advocate. But in John chapter 14 and verse 16, and while Evangelist Sunita is getting that particular passage, I want to elaborate just a little bit more on this whole understanding. And that is, we are equipped and designed to have the Holy Spirit working on our behalf without measure. Now, that's not sacrilege, okay? That's not heresy, okay? All right, we are designed. It's just like the scriptures say about mercy. It says mercies, that the Father has laid up mercies every day. New mercies are being laid up every day, okay? All right. What happens if you don't achieve the designed plan that the Father had for you to be able to receive the new mercies? Does that stop the next day of new mercies from manifesting? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But understand this. The Father takes note when you only get or a C, or a D, or even an F on that daily report card that you get every day. He takes note of that. He does want you to correct it. He does want you to achieve the A-plus that he has placed in your path with the answers. The answers are in or within the Holy Spirit. So it's imperative that we understand not just what the Word says, but more importantly, how do we apply the very Word of God each day so that the Holy Spirit will move on our behalf without measure? So if you would read John chapter 14 and only verse 16, and we will comment on that.
Okay. John 14, 16, again, New King James Version. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever.
That he may abide with you for how long?
Forever.
Forever. So that means not only does this Holy Spirit that we are to receive supposed to be the Advocate now, he takes over the position and placement and job description that Yeshua was in with the disciples at that time. Yeshua was speaking directly to them, but as he was speaking directly to them, we were inclusive to what he was sharing. Okay? We were inclusive to what he was sharing. So he's letting these disciples know that now, in the manner in which you are having a conversation with me, in the manner in which you are asking me things or just following and inquisitive about, certain aspects of the relationship that you, the newfound relationship that you have, in the Father through me.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is your new partner. The Holy Spirit
Amen.
Is there to help you and to cause you to begin to find the right path, if you will. Remember we talked about Acts chapter 8 and verse 26 through, I think it was 30?
Yes.
And in that, first Yeshua showed up, okay,
yes.
as the angel of the Lord, the as in direct article, angel of the Lord, not a angel, okay?
Yes.
Then after that, the Holy Spirit began to fine-tune exactly
mm-hmm.
what Philip needed to do. So we
That's
need
right.
to make sure that we understand in order to have the Holy Spirit be the true advocate that we must have and need desperately, we need to make sure that we are following the words of Yeshua with the understanding that the very words of Yeshua brings forth commandments that we must do, not just believe,
mm-hmm.
but what we must do. Okay? So it's imperative, it's important that we get to that place where we understand that. Okay? There's another scripture in chapter 14, and I'm just making sure that I've got that here available. Okay? And I think we already went to, we read 16. I want you to read verse 15.
Okay.
I want you to read verse 15.
Okay, verse
now,
15.
Now, oftentimes when but before you do, I want to say this. Oftentimes we must be extremely very careful that we don't take excerpts of Scripture out of context. Okay. So I want to read 15. I want you to read 15, which is before 16, by the way, which is the one that you just read about the advocate, right?
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you read 15 and then read 16, one of the things that you're going to see immediately, I pray, is that there is a prerequisite.
Correct.
There is a requirement. Okay? There is a requirement
mm-hmm.
that Yeshua says must happen in order to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, understand this. Not only is that requirement important in receiving of the Holy Spirit, it's also important in receiving and maintaining the Holy Spirit in its full measure.
Nice.
Go ahead and read verse 15 of chapter 14 of John, Gospel.
Okay. All right. Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And then I'm going to read 16 again. And I will pray
uh-huh.
the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever.
Now, understand this. He cannot abide with me in the manner in which I do not abide in the commands that Yeshua has laid down. And I cannot
mm-hmm.
love him. I cannot love Yeshua. I cannot love the Father in the level of which I'm not abiding in the commandments. Too often we believe that love is a verb
mm-hmm.
from a standpoint of the aspect of sharing it verbally. It's not just a verbal
mm-hmm.
expression. Love is an action. And that's what Yeshua is saying here. He's saying, if you say you love me, then you will keep my commandments. Because in order to love me, you must be obedient. Now, once you do that, in the same manner, okay, and when that word "and," when you look it up in the Greek and then begin to look at some of the other English words that it could represent a substitute, it literally says, in the same manner. Now, in the same manner has a lot more meaning than the word "and."
That's
okay?
true. That's right.
Because
Amen.
Right? Because in the same manner means I will do for you in the same way you do for me. Mm-hmm. If you don't begin to circumspect, then the Holy Spirit will be limited based upon your obedience to coming in and fulfilling the desired desire that is necessary by you. This is important because as we begin to go into a little bit more details pertaining to the structure and understanding the function and all of that pertaining to the Holy Spirit, we've got to make sure you understand there are mandates that the Holy Spirit has and understands and follows explicitly. So if you do not, if I do not walk circumspectly, if I do not fulfill the commandments that Yeshua is referring to, then not only am I not showing love, I'm not going to receive the end result. It's not going to happen. And that's something that we've got to make sure that we have to understand so that we won't get all upset and bent out of shape and say, well, why did it not happen for me?
Right.
Because the very answer to that question is, well, why did you not follow his mandate and his instructions?
Great.
You go to work and you are told what work you're supposed to do, and you decide to do not to do the actual work that was prescribed. You decide to do a different job at the same plant, and you do it with excellence. But when you come to go get your paycheck, there is a zero where nice numbers used to be. So you get bent out of shape because you actually didn't get paid adequately in your mind for that week's worth of work. And then when you go to your employer, he says, I am the employer. You are the employee. That's what you signed up for. The employer gave you specific instructions on what you needed to do. You chose not to do them. When you chose not to do them, I chose not to pay you. If we can understand that concept, then we can definitely understand what Yeshua is saying to his disciples pertaining to the Holy Spirit. And we can definitely understand and should begin to understand what he actually meant for us. As we continue on in this study, I earnestly pray that we begin to truly begin to understand, you know, what is being said and why it's being said. Last scripture before we close it out for this particular session is in John chapter 15 and verse 26. So we already went to John chapter 14 and we read verse 16. We read verse 15 before 16 to see that there is an order of things.
And
that the order of things must be followed or you will not receive what is necessary or what you're desiring, which is necessary in an everyday trying to reach and grasp the new mercies.
Amen.
So now we're going to read John chapter 15 and verse 26 real quick and then have our closing thoughts with that and then move forward into this particular study next week. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, John 15:26. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me.
So the Spirit of truth that comes from the Father, that will only be released by the Father based upon what Yeshua has mandated, who will only mandate that for you and me if, verse 15 of chapter 14, if we truly love him being Yeshua, and follow his commandments. And it's plural, it's not singular. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, we know that a part of his commandments is the Father's commandments. So you've got, if you will, two quality control individuals. And and a couple of tiers that you have to go through before you get a satisfactory with the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So you've got to make sure that you're fulfilling verse 15 of chapter 14. Mm-hmm. Then with that, Yeshua does his part. Then with that, the Father releases the Holy Spirit. And understand this, it's not a release just one time, because there's a continual filling of the Spirit, which we'll get into next week. But in that continual filling of the Holy Spirit that we must operate in, we must also operate in those other two tiers. We must also make sure that we fulfill the instructions of the Son and the instructions of the Father. Okay? So what we're going to do next week, and I'll pass this on to Evangelist Tanita to go ahead and close this out, but what we're going to talk about next week is we're going to talk about what actually are those commandments, if you will, of the Son, of Yeshua, as well as the commandments of the Father, and how they interlock in order so that we can begin to truly allow the Holy Spirit to operate and move in our behalf in a measure that cannot be measured. Can you close this out, Evangelist Tanita?
Yes. And so the summary of what we just did was we started out in John chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. And, of course, I had a question because we were using me. And, of course, it was Yeshua. The Holy Spirit will glorify Yeshua, which also denotes that he'll glorify the Father. And with that being said, what we did was we went over and we showed that in order to have the Holy Spirit without measure, the first thing that we have to do is we have to love him, and our love is shown by keeping the commandments. And, of course, when we fulfill that, then Yeshua, as being our Savior, will pray to the Father to give us the Comforter, which means that we, too, can have the Holy Spirit without measure, like Yeshua had him without measure. And then there was one other thing, too, Rabbi, that you noted, that before the Holy Spirit comes, Jesus always pursued to give the details. And so I know you were making that point, too. And then to lastly, of course, here it says, when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father. So the Holy Spirit is always a representation of the Father. And like you said, Yeshua always gave up his will so that the Holy Spirit can act in full measure and do the Father's will in him. And that's how we're to do. The Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And so truly we'll become like the disciples that Yeshua had by his side. We'll be those disciples in today, this day,
for Yeshua. That's very well put. Amen. Very well. And before you go into the actual information piece, I want to make sure, I pray that everyone heard that. And if you haven't, please go over the tape over and over and over, the broadcast over and over, until you really begin to get it and until it becomes a part of you. Because that's when you'll begin to see the Holy Spirit work without measure. Go ahead.
Yes. Amen. Okay. And so in conclusion, the show is held weekly on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard. You can email questions to tjonesbts@gmail.com. The ministry is Bethlehem Ministries, and there are two websites through which you can check out the ministry. The first one is www.bethlehem.org. That is www.bethlehem.org. And then we have a Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Bethlehem Ministries. That's Bethlehem Ministries. If you would like to attend the services, you can email us at bethlehem@yahoo.com for directions. That is bethlehem@yahoo.com. We also have the following email for Azul College, which is admin@bethlehem.org. classes started on May the 20th. And so if you're interested in attending Zool, if you would email that address. Thank you for attending the show, and I'll hand it back over to you to close out, Rabbi.
All right, thank you. So, Father, we thank you for getting a better understanding. Each and every broadcast, you are unveiling more truth, more understanding, so that we can have the very best relationship that you desire for us to have. Father, I thank you and praise you for every word that was of you. Father, we renounce any word that was not of you. We thank you for each and every person that was on the broadcast. And Father, we pray that the words, the spiritual words that have been spoken, become a part of their life and that they begin to walk in the Spirit without measure in every aspect and each day attain the new mercies that were laid up for them. In Yeshua's name we pray. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you.